560 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin saying he will not seek re-election next year. That announcement taking Capitol Hill by surprise and raising questions whether Manchin might be looking at a presidential run. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more on the impact to the Senate race.
There are several moderate Democratic senators that are going to have to defend their seats in this upcoming election. Joe Manchin was expected to be one of them, but also in Montana as well as in Pennsylvania. The top Republican who's in charge of winning the Senate, Steve Daines, saying, quote, "We like our chances in West Virginia."
Humanitarian pauses began today in North Gaza. White House announcing Israel's agreed to the four-hour pauses each day to give civilians safe passage out of the war zone. Also could provide an opportunity to release more than 200 hostages. Hollywood Productions ramping up again. The Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, saying it's reached a tentative agreement with studios. That deal includes pay raises. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly are trying again to create a sweeping tax cut that's similar to the one Governor Evers vetoed out of the state budget in July. It would cut $2 billion in taxes by dropping the state income tax rate to 4.4% for people who make as much as $405,000 a year. Evers has said it benefits too many people at the top and not enough in the middle. Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department is sounding the alarm regarding opioid overdoses, calling the city the epicenter of a potential opioid epidemic. According to a Northern News Now report, law enforcement officials are reporting that they've already responded to more fatal overdoses this year than they did in 2022. In addition to calling for community-based solutions like education and prevention efforts, police are reminding residents that state law provides limited immunity for overdose 911 calls. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced Wisconsin was the highest-ranked state in the country during the drug take-back program. Officials say Wisconsin collected over 53,000 pounds of unwanted medications this fall and has collected over 1.2 million pounds since the program began in 2010. Since it began in 2010, only Texas and California have collected more unwanted medication than Wisconsin. The DEA will run another drug take-back program in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Bucks get the win, but Giannis ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-118. In the third quarter, Giannis brought the ball down, made a signature dunk, and celebration. He gets called for a technical, his second of the game, and was ejected. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez asked what was going on.
You know, we felt there were a lot of questionable calls, but you got to fight through that. And the way Giannis got kicked out, we obviously don't think that was great. But whatever, we turned it into a positive. Sucked not to have him out there, but it was a great opportunity for us to play pretty much solely with Dame, get him more used to us, get more used to him and a lot of other guys.
Football, a lot of teams in the NFL now doing the tush push, lining up players to push a teammate across fourth and short for a quarterback sneak. Green Bay tried it over the weekend against the Rams and was asked, was it called the Packers push? Right guard John Runyon.
I've also heard the love shove too.
That's the Packers right guard, John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 29 tonight under overcast skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, high of 39. Tomorrow night, lows around 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 43.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. I'm happy already, Dom. Here's
why.
Why? This shirt was to be my travel back from Miami shirt, this Magnum style floral print Hawaiian shirt I'm sporting today. I was supposed to be coming back from the Republican presidential debate in Miami. I bought this shirt. This is one of Crudy's Miami shirts. And the former president had his own little rally at Hialeah talking about Trump. And one interesting note I pointed out, I listened to the Clay and the Buck the last 2 days, yesterday to hear what Trump had to say, apparently more interested in golf than the testimony of his beloved daughter Ivanka. But he made a claim, Trump did. He's going to have 35, 40,000 people at Hialeah, way bigger than the GOP debate, you know, whatever they're doing at that other place. So I looked up the football stadium. They were holding this event at in Hialeah. Capacity, 5,200.
5,200? Not 52,000?
Like large high school football stadium, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
And then they did have, like, chairs, like folding chairs, put on the field. So there was... Sure. More than just the seated people.
Sure.
Couldn't have been more than 10,000.
So not 30, 40, 50,000.
Not as he would claim. Now, I've seen some big Trump crowds. Not in Hialeah last night. I was not there, but I've seen the photos from the Newsweek. That's my source. No more than 10,000. Not even 7, 8,000, I'd guess. His crowds are not as big as they used to be. Not as what, Dom? They still show up and they camp out for like a day ahead of time. You know, the front row Joes, they come and show up like a day early. Like they're deadheading, like they're going to a Jimmy Buffett concert. Yeah. But a disappointing number if the prediction's 35 to 40,000, you
are you suggesting that perhaps, sir. Michael, that the shine is wearing off the former president? Is that possible?
Well, I did also see new polling out of the state of Florida where the former president now claims he makes his residence because New York's turned on him, Dom, the whole fraud trial and all. He moved down to Mar-a-Lago full time, but there's another presidential candidate from that great state who participated in the Trumpless GOP debate last night in Miami. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis is polling at 21% support in Florida, and Trump's at 60. DeSantis is trailing Trump by 39 points in his home state where he's the governor. Even the wanker would have polled better relative to Trump in the state of Wisconsin, I think. Of course, he was dropped out by September. Never would have made it to a not November conversation on the radio.
It's Trump's party, man. I mean, you can't possibly be surprised, right? I mean, this is Trump's party. This is all the Republicans that were there, the grand old party, you know, anyone with any half of a conscience, they left, and they were very vocal on the way out the door. But this is, you know, what's left is the main line, you know, the concentrated, the white sugar that is MAGA. And Florida's got a lot of them. And he only pulled 7 or 8, maybe 9,000. I mean, that's not huge.
No, it is not huge. Now, as you well know, Dom, because we were partying together, we were watching the Bucks game in a bar. We were not watching the GOP debate in real time. And I have read a few of the articles post. And my understanding amongst Democrats being polled actually by Fox News in real time, you know, you turn the little meter, focus groupie style. The highest performer amongst Democrats watching the Republican debate last night, Chris Christie. Many points got an A. Like, he was almost reasonable or sane relative to the field, understand. But I shared the assessment of Nikki Haley about the entire field, including the one that wasn't there last night, the former president in Hialeah. Here is what Nikki had to say at the debate last night. I concur.
You're just the easy answer.
So I think it's probably time to move on. What do you think, Tom? I think that pretty much puts a bow on it, don't you?
That was it. Yes, the Republican primary debate. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
You're just scum. If there was a winner overall, my understanding, Washington Post said it was Nikki Haley. So she got
polling said Nikki Haley, yeah.
She got the one quote, "You're scum." Actually, she said that to Vivek Ramaswamy. He's sort of the AI guy. And I believe in the prior debate, she said, "You know, I get a little dumber every time you speak." And at this debate, he came after both her outfit and her daughter. And the daughter apparently on the TikTok and you know, Vivek Ramaswamy thinks that's a bad thing. And she didn't appreciate being chastised for either her parenting or having her daughter publicly chastised. And she called him scum. You're scum.
She didn't pull a Will Smith and go over and slap him across the face.
Well, that would have made for more interest. You know, that would have been better than the reason why Giannis got thrown out of the game last night. 844-967-2789. So I think very little to interest me, at least, in the GOP debate last night. But what I found interesting today, Joe Manchin, he's out. He is not running for re-election. And I saw on social media some people saying, oh, this is, I'm so excited, you know, yippity-doo-dah. And I said, no, I think you're missing the point. A, as much as I don't like Joe Manchin, and as much as I thought he was an intransigent, nearly Republican member that would block many of the priorities of Joe Biden, him and Sinema, right? The now independent senator from Arizona and Joe Manchin from West Virginia. They voted to keep the filibuster, to basically keep the old school rules that Republicans were using against this Democrat Congress. But Joe Manchin leaves, and that is a Republican seat. So that's one loss on the map. Democrats lose one. And the other flip side of that equation, Dom, I believe Joe Manchin intends to run for president. He's going to be the third way candidate. There's money in it for him. And he thinks he's like this straight, narrow, down the middle kind of guy, and somehow he's serving all parties. Well, I think he's pretty self-serving, but I think he's going to run. And I don't think he's going to be the only one. And Dom, this is not the time for a third-party candidacy. I mean, I can understand why the appeal would be to Republicans. If Donald Trump was my front runner winning by 40 in Florida, if he was the presumptive nominee, and as pointed out, Chris Christie did the same math I like to do, the day before Super Tuesday is the Jack Smith trial in D.C. The insurrection trial starts the day before Super Tuesday. And Christie said it's probably going to be Mark Meadows there. It's not going to be some Democrat operative. It's not going to be some witness from the Hillary clamp. It's going to be his former chief of staff who's already gotten the immunity deal. He will probably be the prosecution's lead witness against Trump. But here's my math. They got jury selection. They got a couple of steps before they will actually make the presentation. And by Tuesday, the day while people are at the voting booth, 22 states will have decided by Super Tuesday, Republican caucus states or Republican primary states. I think Trump's going to be your nominee before the jury can come back and convict him, perhaps 2 weeks later.
2 weeks?
Well, I don't know how much trial they got planned. It might be 2 months, but he will already be their nominee before the conclusion of the federal trial. So, you know,
Chris Christie said on the stage yesterday at the GOP presidential debate that he's taking it all the way to the convention, baby. And that's right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I got that to look forward to. I was talking about the convention today, Dom. Now, here's my plan. RNC, we go to a bar. DNC, we go to the venue. DNC will be in Chicago this upcoming summer as well. I got
a bar outside the green zone.
Just outside the green zone.
Exactly.
We've done this before. We know how to go into enemy territory, how to tread loudly and make waves. Yes. I'm looking forward to it, Dom. I can't wait. I can't wait.
You know, there's strange times, man. You know, I don't know, like the megas, you know, if this is a contested thing and Trump's, you know, indicted, maybe by then he's convicted and he's coming to fight and he's going to bring his crew. And now you got what, Bikers for Trump and the megas and the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters and, you know, fill in the white national Trump or mega blank line here. They're all going to be coming here to what, support Trump? I'm not looking forward to that.
Okay, look for the the dark cloud and the silver lining that we get the front row, the history in the making, in the happening in our backyard, man. We'll get to broadcast it live.
We'll be
in the room, Dom.
You realize who's coming to support Trump, right? The Trumpsters, right? The ones that aren't real fond of democracy.
I always assumed it would be primarily the Trump supportive that supported Trump. Yes, that is a conclusion I had also arrived at.
And you think that's a great opportunity for those that don't believe in democracy to, you know, descend upon the socialist Milwaukee? That's going to be interesting.
I think you mischaracterized the entire event. A, it's going to be so much fun. B, we'll be there each and every day at a bar nearby, you know, outside the green zone, because if there's trouble, it might be inside the green zone. So let's be outside the green zone. And finally, Dom, if the Republican nominee is, let's say, sitting in jail or prison by then, or out on bail waiting appeal, and he's your nominee. Now, even the New York Times polling, everyone's bemoaning, said if he's convicted, his support will plummet, but he's already your nominee. Suck it, Republicans.
You will never find a more wretched hive.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines this fair Thursday at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I've been checking the text lines. Even a pronunciation guide. Psilocybin. Psilocybin, according to the texter from the 920. Here's another one. A revamped Wisconsin flag would need at minimum a quarter dedicated to justice, with a caricature cued in the line trio of Ron Johnson, Michael Gableman, and Scott Walker, all leg iron shackled in orange prison jumpsuits. What else we got? Good riddance, Joe Manchin. Even if we lose the seat to the GOP, at least we know which way they'll vote. Instead of having to deal with his and Sinema's BS, says Andrew from Verona. Matt from Germantown says, no third party. I wouldn't mind more parties in our system, but we can't split votes. Well, Dom, that's where the bad news starts coming in. Because Jill Stein, the former Green Party candidate, right?
Yes.
She declared her candidacy.
With the Green Party again.
We know that Robert Kennedy Jr., is a candidate. He's moved out of the Democratic Party. Apparently, he's making an independent third-party run. Now, you had mentioned Cornell West. I'm less clear of Cornell West.
Yeah, he was actually, I think, going for the Green Party, but then he backed out. Now he's running as an independent.
Also in the race. Great. And then I suspect Joel Manchin is going to be the third-way candidate. They've already been spending money sort of laying the groundwork for this moderate question mark, this sort of split the infinitive guy to come in and be the way forward. Dom, I'm seeing a lot of Ross Perot's. I mean, I understand that these two candidates, the presumptives, Joe Biden, no one's going to beat him. It's not going to be Marianne Williamson. So no one's going to beat him. He's going to be the presumptive nominee of the Democrats, barring some sort of major health something. And the same for Donald Trump, barring actual imprisonment or jail. I think he will be the nominee of the Republican Party, Dom. So those aren't very appealing candidates to many of us.
Well, let me ask you, though. I mean, if Chris Christie and the Republicans, they decide they're going to bring it to the convention, and if Donald Trump, you know, gets convicted on the in the J6 trial specifically.
It's a private club. And they can play it however they want to.
Well, this is the whole point, right? And that's the deal. And Christie's already saying that, projecting that. I would concur. Yeah, Trump's going to be convicted. And if he's still at the top of the ticket coming into Milwaukee, that's going to be a problem for the Republicans. He may be the top of the ticket coming in, but I don't know if he'll be there coming out.
Well, that's especially what Paul Manafort's for. I mean, he was worried about losing the nomination in Cleveland. They were still trying to figure out a way to get rid of him. Remember, I wore the dump Trump t-shirt down in Cleveland. Republicans were cockeyed grinning at me at their own freaking convention. And I'm wearing a dump Trump and he's the nominee t-shirt at his nomination speech. I believe, Dom, under, you know, maybe a sport coat.
Well, the American dream
up and all.
Dead. But that's the thing though, man. So he's leading and you know, the timing is what it is. You actually think even if he comes into Milwaukee that he's going to come out with a nomination with a conviction? I mean, the polling from New York Times,
if he is one of the prescribed delegates,
Republicans, they're saying that.
Well, what's Chris Christie supposed to say? He's polling at 3%. He's barely on the stage at the undercard debate. He's only appealing to Democrats being forced to watch the debate like Clockwork Orange style with their eyes pried open, right? And then he might appeal to others who are probably still going to vote for the Democratic nominee no matter what. So my question becomes, what's he got to lose by saying that? Talking about Chris Christie. Now, I don't disagree with the sentiment. He's a former federal prosecutor. Obviously, he's got an axe to grind. Whether it's the fact that Trump gave him COVID, whether it's the fact he was looked over, whether it's the fact he was dumped, I mean, unceremoniously, he was either supposed to be the vice president or the secretary of state. And Jared Kushner apparently didn't like the fact he had prosecuted and imprisoned Jared's daddy. So Kushner, if the reporting is to be believed, pushed Chris Christie out. And apparently Chris Christie was also forced to eat the mom's meatloaf down at the Mar-a-Lago. And Trump got two scoops and Christie only got one. You know that set the man off.
Oh, man. Christie looks like, I mean, come on, he loves the ice cream. I mean, hell, even Joe got two scoops of ice cream.
Can you imagine a guy like Chris Christie being forced to eat whatever Trump tells him to eat?
You got to eat the meatloaf. Eat the meatloaf.
I don't understand that kind of behavior whatsoever, ever, ever, ever. No, I do not get that mindset. No, my answer is no. Crudy, you're not going to make me eat something. No one's going to make me eat something I don't want to eat. I don't get that mindset. Who has that mindset? Are you kidding me? And you're supposed to be what? What, you want to run for something? And that's what you do? You kowtow to a guy like Trump? I don't have that mindset. No.
They all bowed and kissed the ring. I mean, even remembered when Donald Trump ran down Scott Walker from the debate stage. He came to my office looking for money. They all did. Because they all did. They all came groveling to the man when he was supposedly the rich man, you know, maybe could throw him a few chump change dollars. But now, what's Christie supposed to say? So playing out your hypothetical here, Dom, they want him out. But what if he's got all the delegates? And then who are you forcing him out for? I mean, if you want to galvanize Republicans, I'm just saying, if you want the man out, now's the time. If you wait till the convention, it ain't going to work. It is not going to work. Not without putting your entire campaign in chaos.
Well, of course it's yes, that is the result for, you know, getting in the sandbox with people like Donald Trump. It is chaos. I mean, more chaos. And that is the constant. If there's anything consistent about the MAGAs and Trump, it is the chaos that they bring everywhere they go, everything they touch. That is guaranteed.
Okay, third parties. We saw this in the state of Wisconsin. Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump, I believe, 31,000 votes, if I recall, in 2016, something like that. Jill Stein had, what, 36,000 votes? Gary Johnson had like 150,000 votes. There were a lot of votes that were bled away from the two top tickets. And Hillary was not a very popular nominee. I know there are many, many friends of mine that still love Hillary Clinton. I don't count myself amongst them. She was not a popular nominee. I don't think in his current state, at least if you believe the polling, I don't think that Joe Biden's a very popular nominee. I think the entire strength of the Joe Biden candidacy is he's the guy that he thinks can beat Donald Trump. That's his prior claim. That's his prior claim to fame and good governance. I think he's put some bipartisan stuff together, but he's also going to get tagged with a recession or whatever comes down the pike. It's all going to be his fault, right?
Yeah, or the socialist. Real quick, Crudy, from CNN back in November of 2016, Trump stood 27,000 plus votes ahead of Clinton with 95% of the vote in Wednesday evening. The total support for Johnson and Stein, again, the third party candidates, was 137,422 votes. So 110,000 votes between the two third party candidates in 2016.
Those aren't final vote tallies. We went through a recount. Jill Stein paid like $3.5 million to make sure that vote total was accurate, if I recall. More devil's advocates, you can always be a part. I'd like to know. Third party. What happens? What happens if we throw a Joe Manchin, a Robert Kennedy Jr., hell, Marianne Williamson, Jill Stein, and maybe Dom's boy Gary Johnson in the mix? 844-96-PARTY.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wisconsin are returning unused prescription drugs more than any other state in the country. At least that's the result of this fall's nationwide Drug Take Back Day. The Department of Justice says Wisconsin collected more than 50...
University is a faith-filled, tight-knit college community that is all in to help you reach your uncommon potential. Visit cuw.edu to learn more. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Welcome to Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Puts up the floater, rims around and drops. Damian Lillard delivers again.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Lopez fires away the kill shot. The three-pointer drops.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Indiana Pacers from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
Cunningham chases at the heave of a half-court shot. And that is how this game is going to come to a close.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
It is night two of a back-to-back as tonight the Bucks find themselves in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers in a game that could resemble the Indy 500 with the pace the Pacers like to play at. Good evening, everyone. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for tonight's matchup. And Dave, I suppose that's the place to start. It is a night two of a back-to-back for both of these teams. But, you know, as we've continued to mention, it's going to be a process for this team. I think the other thing we've harped on at this point is needing to see some improvements in transition. And the Bucks are going to get tested there once again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, look, we talk about it all the time on the second of back-to-backs. But tonight, very much worth watching. Is both teams playing the second of a back-to-back here tonight. But the Bucks are the only team that had to travel. I think we got in around 3:30 in the morning, local time, so that's always a trick. But then you couple that with the fact that, as you mentioned, the Pacers play with the second fastest pace in the league and really like to get up and down the floor using player movement. More player movement in miles per game than any team in the league. These statistics just continue to grow, by the way. But the Bucks are going to be tested tonight. I mean, now the good news is that Giannis and Chris Middleton should be relatively rested going into this thing here tonight. But you know, it is a challenge anytime you're playing a quick turnaround on the road, no less. But especially so when the team you're going against likes to run, and you have had challenges, shall we say, dealing with transition here so far this season, as the Bucks have really going both ways.
Yeah, well, and that's, I suppose we should say, it's assuming Giannis will go tonight. He is listed as probable. We'll hear more from Adrian Griffin momentarily, but didn't have a clear update there just yet. So we're in wait-and-see mode for both he and Damian Lillard, as, again, we'll get to that injury report coming up here. But look, the other big part of night one of the back-to-back is yet another example of why you go out and you get a Damian Lillard on your team. As if you needed any more reason to see the value of it, it's the third time that Damian Lillard has done this, where you look up at the stat sheet and you see, man, he had 34 points. It didn't even realize that he was up there that high. He had some shooting struggles early, but once again, just dominates and takes over in the fourth quarter. 18 points in the fourth quarter last night. He has scored 64 points in his 7 fourth quarters played so far this season, and there's basically 2 of those that you can remove from the mix, that game against the Hawks and then a blowout in Toronto.
Yeah, and seeing that Lillard is out tonight, so that is obviously going to be a big part of the storyline for the Bucks here coming off of that game last night, and you mentioned what he was able to do last night. Scoring those, look, he outscored the Pistons 18-16 by himself over the final 9.5 minutes of that game, and you know, he has continued to be the guy making plays down the stretch. Of course, Giannis did that for a night as well in, I think that was Brooklyn, correct? Trying to keep these all straight,
Monday
all these close
games.
Yeah, because it was Dame back in against the Knicks that game before that. The Bucks have played so many of these tight games. But, you know, that's becoming more than a trend. And through the first 7 games of the season, in all 5 of the Bucks' wins, they have managed to grind out what have oftentimes been ugly wins. And last night was no different as the Bucks grind out a two-point win, riding big plays from Dame and Lopez down the stretch. And so you made up for not having Giannis out there. Now you'll have to go without Dame tonight. So how long, though, can the Bucks continue, it begs the question, to play with fire before they get burned, as they've been in these close games as often as they have. But so far, they're continuing to find ways to, as we talked about last night, stockpile wins. And perhaps even more importantly, they've been building a culture early on in this season, learning to come together in those tough moments. And last night was a good example of it, again, against a shorthanded Detroit team. They probably shouldn't have been in that position, but the reality is they were playing without both Giannis and Chris Middleton for almost the entirety of the second half against a Detroit team that started to catch fire. So, you know, look, every team deals with their stuff, but the Bucks will be dealing with theirs here tonight. Now the Pacers look like they're going to be going into this thing pretty much healthy and playing their best basketball. So it is going to be a stiff test for this Bucks team here tonight, especially in light of the fact that it appears that Damian Lillard is out tonight.
Yeah, an up-tempo offense that you're going to have to contend with in the Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton. What we saw over the summer in FIBA play, he's carried that over so far this season. So, again, the makings of a track meet, and you're going to have your transition defense tested once more tonight. We'll check in with Dave again just before tip, but we mentioned what Damian Lillard did last night. Not just Dame. We saw some big defensive plays as well. How the Bucks pulled out that win against the Pistons last night. We'll relive the final minutes of the game after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big-time money on Wisconsin cheese.
8-ounce Wayawiga shreds, $1.79 or 3 for $5. Or Wayawiga cheese blocks, $2.69 a pound.
Ay, caramba, hot prices on cheese.
Shreds, 3 for $5 or blocks, $2.69 a pound.
We've lowered our cheese prices. Please take advantage of these sensational prices.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned. It's Woodmans.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as we get set for tip-off in Indianapolis. Night two of a back-to-back, and night one treated us to a fantastic finish. We saw Dame time once again. And the Bucks defense coming up with some of the biggest plays of the game in the final minutes.
Lillard goes around a screen from him, and he connects from three. Damian Lillard is going to help save the day today for the Milwaukee Bucks to get out of here with a win. No Giannis. They need his scoring. 97 points now for the Bucks. 102-197. A fading jump on the baseline. Lillard hits it from 10 feet. Dame knocks down a couple. He starts shooting that ball. It does change things around. He's going to drive in here. Lays it off the window with a foul. So Lillard, this is one thing he's done well since he got here. That is drive. Outlet feed going the other direction. Thompson to the cup. He's blocked by Lopez. Rebounded by Beasley. Outlet feed. Lillard behind the defense. Lays it in. It's a one-point game with 2:10 to play here in the fourth quarter as Milwaukee continuing to scrape and claw their way to try to get back into this. Lillard will go the other way. Can Milwaukee get a big bucket here? Lillard driving all the way. Has an open lane and flips it off the window and good. He's now responsible for 13 of the Bucks' last 15. Lillard's into the front court. Drives on Duren, puts up the floater, rims around and drops. Damian Lillard delivers again. He's got 15 of their last 17 now.
You know, he's done this before, right? He's experienced. He's just cool and calm under pressure.
Lillard, once more, feeds it out to Payne, to the trailing Crowder, now to Lopez. Fires away, the kill shot, the three-pointer drops. Oh, baby, the Bucks on a
13-4 run has taken a 4-point lead with 42 seconds to play. They do like to live dangerously. He wants the ball in his hands. Why not? It's Dame time. Three-pointer. Too strong. Lillard couldn't hit it. And now the Pistons with a chance to get the lead. Shot clock off. 15 seconds to go. Cunningham down the lane. Blocked by Lopez. Gets it back. Turns it over. Passed it back to Beasley. With 7 seconds left, Beasley taps the brakes. He'll hand to Crowder. And he's fouled with 3.9 seconds left. And for the second time in as many games, it was rim protection late that may have just saved the day.
Oh, I was about to dunk it and turn it up, but my IQ kicked in with like two dribbles left. So.
So Lopez jumping up and down, trying to make life difficult for Southside. He's going to pass it in. Ball not going to the backcourt. Cunningham chases. Have to heave up a half-court shot. And that is how this game is going to come to a close. Jay Crowder making up for it, poking that ball free. Knocks it into the backcourt, and Milwaukee escapes again. 120 to 118, Milwaukee will hold on to beat a shorthanded Pistons team tonight.
You got to just play the score, and we don't want any threes, obviously, and you don't want to give up an and-one, so if they drive it, you got to let them go. We just got to be physical and come together and switch if we're switching. We had Brook on the ball to give us some little bit of size and keep him out of the action. You know, force the ball up the floor instead of they just hit one in the corner. So I wanted to take away the corner. And then the rest is up to the players. You know, they just made great plays down the stretch. They were physical, got deflections.
Tell you what. They haven't always been pretty, but the Bucks have some way, somehow, found their way to 5-2, a game out of first in the Eastern Conference.
Another gritty win for the Bucks last night, and another big performance from Damian Lillard with 18 points in the fourth quarter, helping them hold off the Pistons. When we come back, we will get you caught up on some news around the league on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Shop Menards Christmas Decor Sale for big savings on everything to brighten your home for the holidays. Get great sale prices, plus 11% off a great selection of trees, wreaths, lights, ornaments, yard decorations, and much more. A 100-count set of premium LED holiday lights is just $10.99 after rebate. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on Christmas decor, plus much more at huge savings.
Boys, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM Lake Air Amory.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Justin Garcia back with you on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as we get set for tip-off tonight in Indianapolis against the Pacers. Let's take a quick trip around the league and get you caught up on some NBA news. NBPA Executive Director Tamika Tramaglio has stepped down after just less than 2 years on that job. In the interim, recently retired Andre Iguodala has taken over as the acting director of the union. A formal search is expected to begin eventually. No word yet if Iguodala will be a formal candidate to take that role on a permanent basis. Some injury news. Heat guard Tyler Hero will miss at least 2 weeks after suffering a grade 2 ankle sprain in last night's win over the Grizzlies. Hero will be in a walking boot for 10 days, after which the team will have a better idea on timelines for his return. Nets guard Cam Thomas will also miss at least the next 2 weeks as he deals with an ankle sprain. Thomas suffered that injury also in last night's game when he stepped on Clippers forward P.J. Tucker's foot. Thomas currently leads the Nets in scoring, averaging just under 27 points per game. And the news injury front, even worse for Nuggets guard Jamal Murray, who is likely to miss a month with a hamstring strain. Murray suffered the injury in Saturday's win over the Bulls. He also missed time near the end of training camp with a similar injury, though this occurrence was believed to have happened on a specific play against the Bulls and not an aggravation of that previous hamstring strain. And finally, LeBron James is being memorialized where it all began. LeBron James Home Court, a museum dedicated to James and his many milestones, will open in 2 weeks, November 25th, in his hometown of Akron, Ohio. The museum will be a multimedia experience, including a recreation of the apartment where James and his mother Gloria lived, along with items from his childhood, high school playing career, and his championship runs with the Cavaliers, Heat, and Lakers. Be sure to tune in at the start of the game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. When we come back, we'll go courtside and get the latest thoughts from Bucks coach Adrian Griffin on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they are leading, you know, picking rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, getting you set for tip-off in Indianapolis as the Bucks take on the Pacers. Let's go courtside and get the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
I just got here, so I'll have to check in with Troy. Damian had right calf soreness. He's going to warm up, and then we'll see how he feels after that.
With Damian, obviously, it's a calf, a soft tissue. It can be kind of tricky. Is that something that better to be cautious about or something he's dealt with, or does this just kind of pop up after last game?
I just coach, so I'm not a doctor, but we have the best doctors in the league, and they'll take good care of him, and you know, we'll see how he feels after he warms up.
Down that game last night, you guys have Dame really aggressive in pick and roll, and he's just scoring a lot. That isn't something we've seen him do a lot while he's with Giannis on the floor. What do you try to do to foster getting that version of
him? You know, you just get the ball in your best player's hands and let them do the rest. You know, just our job as coaches is to help them succeed in the game And that's get them some actions or get them in their sweet spot, so to speak. And he did the rest. I mean, he's phenomenal. So it's just smart basketball. Just get into your best player's hand and let them go to work.
You ended up playing, I think, Marjan and Andre at the end of the first half together. What did you like about that?
I like their size. I like their athleticism. I thought Dre did a tremendous job of coming in and picking up full court and just bringing energy. And I thought he did a great job against Cunningham. And I know it's limited minutes, but you could tell that he can impact the game just with his length, his quickness, the way he can move his feet. And he's just a smart player. I thought he did a tremendous job.
Along those lines, how important might those guys be tonight? It's like kind of a back-to-back against an Indiana team that just wants to run and run.
Yeah, we're playing very fast, quick, explosive team in transition. We're going to need everybody for sure. And I thought, you know, last night was a good tune-up for, you know, Dre. And, you know, I thought Marjan was great off the bench. And, you know, we got a team full of really good players that can be called upon, you know, on a nightly basis. You know, AJ's a phenomenal shooter. He could see some time. You know, Lindell, my two ways, anybody. You know, we can call on anybody tonight.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin, and that last part especially key, as we have learned, no Damian Lillard tonight. So you will see more players called upon, as some of those young names that were mentioned just moments ago. Andre Jackson Jr. we saw last night, may see some more of him tonight as well. When we come back, we'll go through the rest of the injury report for the Bucks on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rent 11/30/2023.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Justin Garcia back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to take a look at the injury report for tonight's game. Giannis was listed as probable with left ankle soreness. He is playing and in the starting lineup. Damian Lillard, however, is out dealing with some right calf soreness. He was listed as questionable coming into today's game. Other two players listed as out for the Bucks are Marquise Bolden and Ty Washington, both part of the two-way deals with the G League. Lindell Wigginton, though, the other two-way contract, is available to play tonight. As for the Indiana Pacers, no players listed on the injury report except for their three two-way contracts. One late-minute note, though, Jalen Smith, their big man, questionable with a sore lower back. The injury report is brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their health network connects you to teams of world-renowned specialists who focus entirely on you. That's doing everything humanly possible to keep you on your game. Counting it down to tip-off here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and get you your keys to tonight's matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Almost tip time in Indianapolis for the Bucks and the Pacers. And joining us once again now to get us set for tonight's action, you'll hear his call momentarily, is Dave Kane. So, Dave, we mentioned no Damian Lillard tonight after you go through pointing out how much he really carried a lot of that offense once again with the 18 points in the fourth quarter. But the good news is Giannis, we know, will play. And you get Chris Middleton back tonight as well.
Yeah, you can need all those guys. Not many teams can say, all right, we just lost one of our top 75 players. We got another one. And, oh, by the way, we've also got another three-time All-Star who's available as well. So the Bucks have they are in an enviable position to be able to say that, and that doesn't even account for Brook Lopez, who's been outstanding in addition to those guys. But, you know, we talked about this in the first segment. So much of this comes down to me when we look at this game and what stands out. You look at how this thing's going to play out. Transition defense. The Bucks have struggled mightily this season. Second to worst in the NBA at minus 1.5 points per possession, allowing the second most points per game in transition while scoring the fewest. So then you look at the Pacers. They're putting up the second most fast break points per contest at over 20 points a game. They rank in the top five in their frequency of possessions used in transition, and that's obviously going to be an area to watch tonight. But then, you know, the other thing we really haven't talked about, and I think this may come across even more. Of course, it doesn't help when you don't have Damian Lillard for this, but the three-point shooting. I mean, the Bucks have shown an ability to fill it up from outside this season, but they've also shown an ability to go cold, as they were last night, winning in spite of the fact they shot just 30% from distance. Well, the Pacers, they've given up big three-point shooting nights this season. They're among the bottom four in that side on the defensive end, but they've also outscored. This is kind of wild. Their last four opponents by over 26 points a game from three-point range. So who has the better night from outside, I think will go a long ways in determining outcome tonight. You can make that case more often than not, but as we saw last night, that wasn't necessarily the deciding factor because both teams struggled from three. But I think tonight it really is something that you're really going to have to keep a very close eye on in this one.
Much, much different matchup as well. As we touched on yesterday, the Pistons in terms of percentage, fourth best in the league on three-point shooting. Pacers are in the top five, but they take a lot more. They take 10 more threes per game than last night's opponent did. So to that point, it'll go a long way, and it's going to test the Bucks' defense even more because there's going to be more contests you'll need to be a part of on the perimeter.
Yeah, you're just going to have to be. And now, that said, you got to be careful because the Pacers, in their win against the Jazz last night, they outscored Utah 74-66 in the paint.
Yeah.
They were using that threat of the three ball to get those opportunities inside. They ended up shooting 52% overall for the game. So, you know, you can't just completely sell out, and that's the fine line you got to figure out. So that's why they pay these guys the big bucks and not us.
You said it, not me there, Dave. We will check in with Dave as we get set for tip-off here, which comes your way after this. Before we do that, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID.